Maureen Longworth and Lynn Davis met on a late-night dog walk at the Oakland Rose Garden in California in 1987. That was nearly 40 years ago, though Longworth remembers it clear as day.
I had just gotten off work and was walking my dog, but it was like near midnight, I think, nighttime. Yeah. And bumped into Lynn walking her dogs every single day after we met. We walked our dogs at the Rose Garden every night.
A lot has happened since that first walk. The pair moved to Juneau in 1992. They live on Douglas Island, retired with their dog Riley Raven. It's been more than two decades since the pair joined a lawsuit that would change LGBTQ rights for state and municipal workers in Alaska. It started because Longworth needed intensive dental work, and her employer wouldn't cover it. Davis worked for the state's Department of Labor and Workforce Development at the time, where straight married couples could share employment benefits, like health insurance, with their partners. But Davis was denied the same benefits for her partner.
We had to pay for it out of pocket. But my coworkers out at the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, they would have automatically had their partners, their marriage partners, covered.
The women couldn't get legally married in Alaska back then. Alaska was actually the first state to ban gay marriage through a constitutional amendment in 1998. And though they had gotten married in other states and held a ceremony with friends and family, it wasn't recognized by Alaska. So in 1999, they, along eight other gay and lesbian couples and the Alaska Civil Liberties Union, sued the state and the municipality of Anchorage. The lawsuit demanded equal benefits for domestic partnerships. It was filed right after the state amended its constitution to define marriage as only between a man and a woman. Longworth said it felt necessary to take a stance.
That there was no protection for people to take care of their families.
And in 2005, 6 years later, they won. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled that denying spousal benefits for gay couples was an equal protection violation. It meant that local governments and the state were required to make employment benefits accessible to people in domestic partnerships.
It was unbelievable. We started screaming, and I was screaming at work and telling all my coworkers.
And you called me, and I was in the library garage downtown, and I just started crying. We just couldn't even believe it.
Since then, the pair has spent decades continuing to advocate for LGBTQ rights in Juneau and Alaska, even after Davis was diagnosed with leukemia a year and a half ago. They do that in part by unapologetically sharing their relationship with the world.
We come out to people like six times a day, just sharing what this is as wife and wife going through a pretty fatal diagnosis.
Davis says fighting for LGBTQ plus rights opened the door for them to live their lives openly and joyfully.
In Hamlet, there's that line, to thine own self be true. So go forward, be brave, may have to be brave every day, but steady forward.
You can see why I married her. Isn't that the kind of person you'd want to live with?
And they commend and appreciate the young LGBTQ plus people who are taking up the torch to advocate for the community and to live bravely. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.